لله رب المستعين وهو نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وتابعيه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدني علما ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد الى بشرف الاسلام السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته You know, like usual, you don't get things started on time. I was outside and I was thinking, nobody's standing here, nobody's saying something, I have to go in. But look, there's people really performing salat there. That's the way we are. So really, now they're performing salat and we started. So I don't even feel very comfortable, but I thought, okay, this place is where everybody's waiting here. When's it starting? And so I'm over there outside. Okay, do I start? Do I have an idea who starts? What do we do? Why? Because there's brothers still going to pray Namaz, Salat, and well, we said after Zohar Salat. Zohar Salat is at 1:40. That's alright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everybody's sacrifice coming. We thank you all. Jazakumullah khairah. On my behalf of the board, Jazakumullah khairah, for all of you participating. That's one thing. Is a person who does not thank people, who does not thank Allah. So that's how that we thank one another. We say, Jazakumullahu khairah. That's one of the best things you can say to somebody. If somebody does any favors upon you, it says in hadith, Man sunna ilayhi ma'rufun, faqala li fa'ilihi, Jazakumullahu khairan, faqad qabalaka fi thana'a. That when a person is done good towards, and he says, Jazakumullahu may Allah give you the best reward. So the one who does a favor upon you, you say, Jazakallahu khairah, faqad abalagha fi thana. Indeed, you have paid him the best. One way of paying back somebody's favor is obviously trying to pay back a favor by a favor. Or even by, you know, when somebody does us a favor, when anybody does good to us, we always talk good about it. So the best way is to say, Jazakallahu khairah. May Allah give you. Because only Allah can return. Understand? Any favor, if anybody has any favor, ihsan upon us. We should also always make this dua. Ya Allah, any person who has done any good towards me, who has any favors upon me, Ya Allah, I cannot pay him back like the way he deserves. Ya Allah, you do. You pay him. In the same way, ask forgiveness in that manner. Ya Allah, if I've hurted anybody, if I've served anybody's right, if I've hurted anybody in any manner, Ya Allah, please do forgive me and you give him the best of this dunya and akhirah. Do not take me out of calm. But this is very important. So in that respect, another thing that you probably don't hear many places, and you won't hear probably, and maybe this is the first time you hear, we should also say Jazakallah for the proper people who organized this. And we should, listeners, should also say Jazakallah khairah to the Hafiz to participate in such an auspicious blessed gathering. I always give this example in Ramadan Mubarak too, when the brothers come for collection, when the ulama and the brothers come for different massages, different social works, different, you know, old age homes, yatim homes, etc. Whatever they come for, you know, some blood brothers come for collection for different things. I say we should think this a favor of theirs upon us. Understand? If anything is beneficial for you for the hereafter, and whoever is the mean for that beneficial thing, then he's done a favor upon you. Anything that's going to benefit you in the hereafter, and somebody has done that for you, something which will benefit you, especially in the real life, you know, it's a very big favor. So, alhamdulillah, we would even say Jazakallah khairah, even to the brother who shares this Quran khatam with us, and he's going to, mashallah, do the Quran khatam, alhamdulillah, here. Hafiz Mahdi. Allah accept our gathering. That's the main thing. Whatever we're having is Allah accept us. Now, I can't even really get the program started, so I'm just trying to prolong it until the salat is also finished, and I hope another salat doesn't start, and another salat starts. Otherwise, we're going to be having salat all day. But, you know, this. What do we say? We say the Indian time, or the, we'll call it the Asian time. So it'll include everybody, right? We have that Asian time. So I should have said our proper Canadian time after Zuhr Salah is going to start. I shouldn't any our Asian time after Asr. Clearly, I should have wrote that. Sorry. We don't need to mind too many things. We don't need to be offended by many, many things. Why, beloved friends, right now, the Ummah of Rasulullah, when we see our brothers and sisters around the world, they see us, alhamdulillah, comfortably with peace, we can follow Islam, we can, alhamdulillah, do everything. It's so easy. We have so much love, so much forgiveness for each other. Don't take things to heart, and you know, getting grudges, not cuts. It's nothing big. Everybody, sorry, right? But, okay, first of all, what we have is Quran recitation, and I think this happened with the finish their salah. We have Quran recitation with Hafiz Bashir, who's one of the students here. Alhamdulillah, he's done up to 23 juz of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, he will begin with the recitation of the Quranic Kareem, Quran Majid, inshallah. Hafiz Bashir, and brother Hafiz, well, inshallah, he's going to be Hafiz, so we can say, they say, Al-Akhtar Hukmul Qul, it's a ruling that when a person more of something, it takes the command of the whole. So if a person has done more, or a person, for example, this is a 6 years course, and he's done 4 years of alim course, you can say Mawlana Sahib. So a person is doing Hafiz, and he's done more than 15 juz, you can say Hafiz, inshallah. Right? Or even say we haven't even started, we'll call each other Hafiz, Allah make us Hafiz. It has effect, you know, names do have effect. You call somebody something, Hafiz, 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 and in first, Allah alaikum, inshallah, Hafiz. So, Bashir, and Bashir is ma'ajara, I mean Bashir, wala nadir, I always say this, glad tidings, glad, so we open up and say glad tidings.
فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات تابا والذي هو من تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يقروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. So that was Hafiz Bashir. MashaAllah, he read a ruku from the 19th juz, just before the Surah Furqan. Surah Furqan? Just before Surah Furqan finishes, the 19th juz of the Holy Quran. In this ruku is the quality of Ibadur Rahman. Allah make us from there. Say Ameen. Ameen. Ibadur Rahman. And there are many, many qualities. Allah talks about these servants of His, the servants of Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants of Allah. Rahman is an attribute quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in specific with Allah, Ar-Rahman. When we say Ar-Rahman, it could only mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can use Ar-Rahim for a human, right? Rahim. But you can't use Rahman for a human. Only Rahman, the most merciful, the most beneficial, the most merciful, is Allah. And that is only used with Allah. Ibad Rahman. The servants of Rahman. Servants, and Ibad is the plural of Abd. Servants of Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is specific with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman. Rahim, we can say a person is very Rahim. Rahim. Right, Rahim, this is also, this attribute is used in the Quran for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ جَاءَ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Right, but Rahman, so it's Allah, it's Allah. So the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servants of Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have these qualities. And subhanAllah, the first, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُرُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. Those who walk on the earth in humbleness and quietly, in the great quality of humbleness, which Allah loves very much. Allah made us very, very humble. Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who is humble for the sake of Allah, Allah raises him. And this is very important, especially in this time and age in the society when everybody is me, myself, and I, and with the all the surrounding is this. My opinion, my this, but no. Servant of Allah are those who are humble. And then many, many attributes. One thing in this ruku, one ayat, is a dua which we all should learn, especially those, all of us who are parents, especially, and fathers. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. All of us should know this dua, who are fathers. And He make us the leaders of Muttaqeen. Any when a person is the leader of the Muttaqeen, then he's the Imam of the Muttaqeen, he's the biggest Muttaqeen. Muttaqeen of his wife. And he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his wife does, his children does too. Rabbana Havlana min Azwajina, Allah grant Rabbana Havlana min Azwajina, Allah grant us from our wives, Rabbana Havlana min Azwajina, Ubudiyatina, and from our progeny, Qurrata Ayun, the coolness of eyes. وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ مُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا and make us the Imam of Muttaqeen. So, if when a person is the Imam, that means his subordinates, the ones who are under him, are Muttaqeen. Yani, all the whole family, everybody full of taqwa. And the month of taqwa is coming. Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa lana Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us blessing this month of Rajab. Make us also, give us blessing the month of Sha'ban and make us reach Ramadan. When I say the month of taqwa, it doesn't mean that that's only the month you're supposed to have taqwa. No. It means that obvious, by the end of Ramadan, everybody should be muttaqi. For sure, because this is why we fast. So Allah made us. And taqwa is a very, very important aspect in the life. That if when a person lives a life of taqwa, then he will follow it in the footsteps of Rasulullah and follow all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some qualities in this ruku. Sometimes if we get the Quran, we look at it, we should read these verses in what Allah and make dua in the heart of Allah, make us from these ibadah rahman, all these qualities. And one in the middle of the ruku, how Allah mentions this, subhanAllah, illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. But that person, no matter how big of a sin a person commits, but he does tawbah. Illa man taba wa amana, and he brings iman, he has full iman, conviction, even in his about everything, iman, full faith. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan, and he does pious deeds, good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Look at the Ghafoor al-Rahim, look at the Rahman al-Rahim. Really? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. We walk to Allah, Allah runs to us. And even then, it's so surprising that we cannot embrace it, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get so connected to Allah. This is just amazing. It's just amazing. It's exclusively with Allah. It's something just exclusively with Allah, that no servant can be like this. Just yesterday, subhanAllah, I was talking to my dad. I went home to my mom and dad. And then my dad said a point, very lovely point. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this quality is exclusive with Allah. You know, what is this quality? Is look. Okay, there was once a person in history, in Seerah, even the little kids know. You know, there was an uncle of Rasulullah SAW named Sayyid al-Shuhada. Now we need the help of the youngsters, so we all get involved. Okay, who can name that companion who is known as Asadullahi wa Asad Rasuli, the lion of Allah is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyid al-Shuhada. Who's he? Who's the leader of all the martyrs? Who knows? Children? Come on. Yes, mashallah. You over there? Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mashallah. We got it. Yes. I like to get the kids get interested, right? It is hard to babysit kindergarten class, right? One on a goes for much, right? The little kids, it's very hard to get them very occupied, right? That's why I'm going to have the food quickly. And I'm just trying to prolong it a little too, so that so that everybody can, get the dua, alhamdulillah. Just make it, otherwise I don't want to finish and people are deprived of the dua. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was known as Sayyid al-Shuhada. Very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I don't want to talk about you. Inshallah, when you go home, read about Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's a hero, right? These heroes, the Sahaba. Maulana, this week he talked about Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani. These are a hero. In Jumaat, Maulana Yahasab, it was amazing. When we talk about the Sahaba, it's just amazing. The person can talk and talk and talk about the Sahaba. These are just so amazing. They're chosen people. And these are the people to follow. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person who martyred Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was blessed with iman. Allah gave him iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him iman with personal. And one thing that we read is that Rasulullah, when he had accepted Islam, and how he accepted Islam, and how these ayahs were revealed, and how when he accepted Islam, and this, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one who made Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala martyr shaheed, the one who Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala, when he accepted Islam, Rasulullah accepted it, and then he said, but do not come near me, lest that I will think of my uncle and it may hurt me. And Rasulullah wasn't hurt by anybody and his companions, and his heart felt, then that person's iman, Allah can snatch his iman away. For his benefit, Rasulullah said, do not come in front of me. So I don't, when I see you, I might remember my uncle, and then might come up, and I might think, oh, this person who And he, Rasulullah, he accepted Islam, told him, tell me in detail, how did you martyr him and everything. Now, I don't want to go into that, but the thing here, Rasulullah, and every human, if Rasulullah, every human, has in him this, that something happens in a life, even after forgiveness, there could be an effect still in the heart death of the person. SubhanAllah. It's still, my father was just telling me this yesterday. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusively Allah, 100 years old, a person, he reaches the age of 100, and he says, he disobeyed Allah in everything, not just disobeyed Allah, he heard in Allah's deen, and he tried his best to destroy the deen, but he just says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Anything, Allah is Allah. We can't even comprehend that. Somebody for 100 years, he does everything against me. Everything against me. Against my family, against my everything. Allah's deen is Allah's deen, right? So everything against me. And then he comes with forgiveness and he says, now I love you. Still, this is going to be affecting my heart. And everyone is probably like that too, isn't it? And if you're not, then we're higher than Rasulullah. We can't be. We can't be, because we're human. We're human. This is bashariyya. This is human. That quality of Ar-Rahman, Allah. So Allah says, but those, when they repent, Allah forgives everything. This is why on the Day of Judgment, Allah will call a servant, and he will come, he'll put him in hijab, behind a curtain, and he will say, you did this, you did this, you did this. And he will say, yes. And Allah will only count his minor sins, and minor mistakes he made. And he will say, yes. And he thinks he's a goner. And he really feels that I'm completely gone here, Allah. And it's good that Allah's not even mentioning my bigger sins. But then Allah says, you know what? I've changed all those bad into good. فَوْلَاكِ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِ مَحَسَّنَاتِ All those evil deeds and bad and sins and disobedience and things you've done, I changed them into good. And then he will remember, oh, that sin and that sin and that sin. There's not even a smile narrating this. Right? And Allah, this is Allah. This is exclusively with Allah. Nobody can have is equal in this quality of Allah. Nothing. Khas. So, Allah made us from Ibad al-Rahman. Alhamdulillah. Now, inshallah, now we will have half his mashallah Mahdi to do inshallah and nasheed inshallah. And then we can join him in the dhikr inshallah.
Subhanallah. eating all you night and praise day and night. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la
Sheikh always says it's a new bid'ah that we've started doing. The ulama's get involved in this bid'ah. Is that, and he said the word bid'ah too, and he said it's very severe, totally against the hadith. It's, a person is in front of you and you praise him. It's against the hadith. So introducing so and so, he's this and that, it's against the sunnah, and it's prohibited to actually praise somebody on the face. And everybody's aware of Maulana Siraj Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. MashaAllah, his son last year completed his year and called us the Maulana Siraj Sahib to enlighten us with his words of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidi al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال الله تعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم. My esteemed and respected ulama, respected brothers and sisters and children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We are all very honored and favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today to be a part of this auspicious occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran for the guidance of mankind. We have heard this over and over again. And as believers, we have total conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran for our guidance. And for believers, there is no doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that the Quran was revealed in the holy month of Ramadan for the guidance of mankind to enable us to differentiate between truth and falsehood, to enable us to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. And by this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire is that each and every one of us should be guided in such a way that we conduct ourselves day and night in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eventually pleased with us. This is the goal of every believer, that from the guidance of the Quran, we should conduct ourselves in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq and our Razik, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eventually pleased with us. Because over time, especially in these countries, we believers as well, we get into the flow and we get to think that the more money we have or the more wealth we have, the better we are off we are in life and the more successful we will be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he enables us to conduct ourselves that he is pleased with us, then we look back into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be convinced that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, whether we sleep in a tent or we sleep in a mansion, whether we walk to work or we drive in Mercedes, we will be successful if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. And this is the purpose of the Quran. Now, there are two things I want to tell you about the Quran. One regarding the awam, all of us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Quran for our guidance. I will give you a small analogy. We all know fishes live in water. And we all are aware of the term fish out of water. We know that a fish out of water is chaos and hazard because the fish will eventually die without water. Now for believers, the Quran is like, we are like the fish and the Quran is like the water to us. That a believer cannot exist or cannot conduct himself without the Quran. And regarding the awam, first of all, it is all our responsibility, the first step, to be able to recite the Quran. This is the first requirement for each and every believer. Because if this Quran was revealed for our guidance, and we conduct ourselves without any relation with the Quran, no taluk with the Quran, then there is no guarantee that we will conduct ourselves in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please with us. So, because the Quran came for our guidance, there are certain things, requirements, that we need to fulfill. And the first step is that each and every one of us should be able to recite the Quran. Should be able to recite the Quran. And alhamdulillah, all of us recite Quran. But reciting the Quran the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us and require us to recite Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran, says that order us in the Quran, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to recite the Quran with tartil. And the Mufassirin has explained this word tartil as being able to pronounce each letter properly and to read with ease and to read correctly. Now, each and every one of us recite Quran, but when we are able to recite Quran, the next step is to learn tajweed. To learn tajweed to enable us to recite the Quran with tartil. Then after that, because it's in Arabic language and we do not know Arabic language, it's obvious that if it's in a language that we only recite and we do not understand, then we wouldn't be able to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So the next step is to understand the Quran. Because we have all heard some time or the other that, you know, when somebody becomes hafiz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable him to intercede for 10 members of his family. We all have heard this. Now, the hadith is said that man qara al-Quran, that whoever recites Quran, and this qara al-Quran refers to the one who also have memorized Quran, wastazharahu, and make istizhar. This means we reflect on the Quran, we understand the Quran. And after we have reflected on the Quran, and we understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, then فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. Then we have accepted what is permissible and we have refrained from what is prohibited. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person the ability to intercede for 10 members of his family. So they are all conditions, not only memorizing, but memorizing, understanding, and living by what is permissible and refraining from what is prohibited. All of this together with enable that person to have the ability to intercede for 10 members of his family. Now, I was saying that the second stage is to be able to understand the Quran. And when we understand the Quran, then we live by the Quran in that we accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do. We live by what is permissible and we refrain from what is prohibited. Then when we do this, then it is expected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us how we conduct our lives. And then I said this is for the awam. Then because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to protect this Quran. Now this word protecting the Quran means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this Quran in its original text. We know many of the kitabs were revealed by Allah before the Quran, And because people have tampered with them and changed the contents, they do not remain in the original text. And that is why in those the books before, what Allah is trying to tell the people is it has been corrupted, or the message has been changed. Now the Quran has been revealed as our guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility to protect the Quran and to keep it in its original text. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect this Quran without any means. But because we live in Darul Asbab, this is the life we live, where everything is done through a mean. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen some of us, those special ones that He has chosen from among us, to help to protect His Quran. And these are the ones who memorize the Quran. They are special in the sight of Allah, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them for this special task of protecting this Quran. And that is why there is so much emphasis on memorizing the Quran. One is because it is one of the means of protecting the Quran. And secondly, by doing this, there is a lot of benefit and a lot of ajr, virtues, for the people who work so hard to memorize. Because we have read in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, not once but twice, Inna ma'al usri yusra, Inna ma'al usri yusra, that verily after hardship there is ease. And we know, many of us, the parents as well as the children, who went through this process of memorizing, that the parents, the students themselves, the teachers, everybody works so hard to accomplish this goal. It is a very hard task, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice. But it is the hardship that we go through, and in the end we will get the ease and the comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised great rewards for those who he has chosen, and blessed with this bounty of memorizing the Quran. And we know that I was mentioning the Quran is in Arabic language, and for us to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, we have to understand it. But even if we don't understand the Quran and we recite it, then we will get ajr. The very famous hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that for every letter we recite, we will get 10 hasana. For every letter. And in the verse that I read to you, in which Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, Allah has referred to the Quran as dhikr. And the ulama has said that the best form of dhikr is to recite the Quran. Recitation is the highest and best form of zikr. And we know that over time we have heard many things about the Quran, that if someone reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his daily activities easy for him. And then we have heard of Surah Kahf, if somebody recites Surah Kahf on Friday, it will be light for him till the next Friday. And we have heard of Surah Mulk, that if we recite Surah Mulk before we sleep, then it will protect us from the torments of the grave, the hardship of the grave. And so many things we've heard of the Quran. For us who do not memorize the Quran, with our busy schedule, sometimes becomes a task, sometimes we do, sometimes we do not do. But because of the hardship that the Hafiz went through in memorizing, now the ease for him is that he doesn't have to find the time to really take the text and sit and recite like some of us. He can do whatever he's doing, but his lips are moving, reciting the Quran. This is one of the ease after hardship, that he can accomplish all of this without finding the time to really sit and recite. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will give him special reward, in that he will be made to wear a crown that will outshine the sun. And this is, they said in the hadith, this is the reward for the Hafiz, and his parents also will be made to wear crowns that will outshine the sun. Now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different stages in paradise. And regarding the Hafiz, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that on Yawm al-Qiyamah Allah will tell him, start reciting. Start reciting and keep on ascending the stages of Jannah. Because when your recitation complete, that will be your stage. And we know there are so many verses of Quran. As the Hafiz keep on reciting, then he will keep on ascending the stages of paradise. that the gist of this hadith is that for a person who made so much effort and worked so hard and sacrificed so much for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a very high stage in Jannah. Now, this is the two thoughts I wanted to share with you regarding the awam and the khawas. Now, we have come in a time when most of us, our minds are treading in this path where we think regarding our children is that I want them to have good education, I want them to get a good job where their income will be okay and they will live comfortable. That this is all good. It is okay, it's permissible in Islam, but we also have to make the effort for our children to be steadfast on deen. And just in case we forgot, we are reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility for our risk. It may seem to us that if we have a better job and we have better income, our life will be better. But all of this, my dear brothers and sisters, is pre-planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility for our risk, our sustenance. And no one will get more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for him. It may seem that if we do two jobs instead of one, we will be better off. But all of this is planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, we have to remember that we are believers, and we are here for a short period of time, and we have a purpose in life. And this purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah is pleased with us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us successful. And many times I say in many forums that our thermometer or the measuring tape for success is not that we have good clothes and good food and good house and good means of moving around. Success in life is when we have no stress, when we have no tension in our life, when we have in our heart we have total contentment and satisfaction. When the day comes to an end, we're so satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. Because always, if somebody is satisfied, then there is room for gratitude. He will be grateful for any bounty which makes him satisfied. And if we're not satisfied, then there will be no room for the gratitude, we will complain. Anytime somebody is not satisfied, they will... Let's take food, our meal, as an example. If somebody eats and for some reason he is not pleased with the food, he will complain about the food. But if somebody eats and he realizes this is from Allah, this is provision from Allah, whether how it is, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided me with, he will find a room for gratitude, he will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for any believer, if he has peace of mind, he has no stress in his life, if he is contented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with, and he is grateful for Allah's blessing, then this is success. This is true success. Because if we think that wealth is success, let's start making a research of the wealthiest people, and we will be shocked at the result of our research. We will be shocked to find there are so many people who are so stressed out and have so many worries, and they can't sleep in the night even though they have tons of wealth. And this will convince us that success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in worldly possessions, but success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when our relation with Allah is strong, and when we conduct ourselves day and night in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, when we have inner peace and we have contentment and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are successful. And we will gain all of this if our relation with the Quran is strong. That is why, let us not stop at reciting, but let us make that effort to understand Quran. And let us work hard to implement Allah's laws in our life, in that we abide by what is permissible, and we refrain from what is prohibited. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. Then when we return to Allah, then we will get all the blessings and all the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of us, accept our children for the khidmat of deen and to memorize Quran. And I take this opportunity to congratulate Mahdi and his teacher and his parents and all those who have made effort in enabling him to accomplish what he's accomplishing today. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and his ustad and his parents for all the sacrifices they've made. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our coming here today. And when we will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers and fulfill what we have asked for. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all on the straight path and make us true believers, believers who will abide by the Quran. We will implement what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful for us, and we will refrain from what is unlawful. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with success in this life and in the hereafter. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allah you put us drop upon what Mawlana said. I don't need to say anything, I just need to make dua for myself and you, all of us. Allah you put us drop upon what has been heard. Now I will call, inshallah, one of the students who graduated last year, Hafiz Faiz. Hafiz Faiz, alhamdulillah, Allah make him, Allah, this attribute to Allah things. Allah made him a Hafiz, alhamdulillah, less than 7 months, alhamdulillah, last year. And on a daily basis, every morning he is doing his door, every day on the, through the phone, alhamdulillah, he's also going to school, alhamdulillah. So Hafiz Faiz, inshallah, he'll give a nasheed in Arabic, inshallah, also. He will translate it, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. The nasheed is called Ya Hamil al-Quran. I'll start with the translation first and commence with Arabic. O you who have learned the Quran by heart, the gracious will single you out on the day of judgment to be superior and wear the crown, and he will endow you with happiness. O you who always recite the reminder and the revelation, you shouldn't worry when you leave this world, since on that day you will win Allah's forgiveness. O you who recite the verses in congregation and in seclusion, the heavens are proud of you and the worlds rejoice at your recitation. Ya hamil al-Qur'an qad khassaka ar-Rahman bil-fadli wa-tijan والروح والريحان يا حامل القرآن قد خصك الرحمن بالفضل والتيجان والروح والريحان يا دائم الترتيل للذكر والتنزيل بشراك يوم رحيل ستفوز بالغفران يا حامل القرآن يا قارع الآيات في الجمع والخلوات تزهو بك السماوات وتمتش الأكوان يا حامل القرآن يا حامل القرآن يا حامل القرآن. O you who have learned the Quran by heart, the gracious will single you out on the day of judgment to be superior and wear the crown, and he will endow you with happiness. O you who always recite the reminder and the revelation, you shouldn't worry when you leave this world, since on that day you will win Allah's forgiveness. O you who recite the verses in congregation and in seclusion, the heavens are proud of you and the worlds rejoice at your recitation.
Jazakallah. Now we're just coming to the ending, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, it was, I tried to delay in starting, but I think we're going to be on time.
by the time the pizzas are here too, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, we have biryani from the parents, alhamdulillah, the hafiz, and pizzas from other friends who contributed. Okay, now inshallah, I will call, inshallah, I will call, alhamdulillah, I have to very much thank our board members, trustees, alhamdulillah, Minister of Taqwa. Allah give them jazaa khair. It took a lot of pressure off my head. And that is very, 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 you know, I have to thank them very much. And especially for making the certificate and everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the best. Allah give us all, whoever has also participated, Allah give us all the best of this dunya and akhirah. Allah accept us all. Inshallah, just I'll call our brothers, Amir Sayyid Mubarak, to inshallah just give a word of thanks for 2-3 words, whatever.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected ulamas, my respected brothers, sisters, and youngsters and children. Alhamdulillah, it's a great occasion. You all are blessed to take part in this occasion. First of all, I would congratulate Hafiz Mahdi Ahmad and his parents and their families and the teacher, Maulana Zakaria. It's a great occasion for everybody, every one of us. And especially, it's for parents and the teachers and the Hafiz. May Allah bless them. And at this point, I want to make a point, and Maulana, as Maulana Siraj says. And Hafiz, becoming Hafiz is a great thing. One brother asked me, I mean, when they see this certificate, why this certificate looks like more than a degree certificate. Of course, this degree is more than the world degree. So the world degree, whether it's maybe a science degree or arts degree or MBBS or engineering, is going to help only in this world. But this degree is going to help only not in this world, in the hereafter as well. May Allah accept this Hafiz. We have a lot of Hafizes here. But only thing we have to understand, as Maulana Shah says, I mean, what is the condition to intercede in the day of Qiyam, or to get the benefit? So that's what every Hafiz has to understand. Just because of just memorizing, I'm going to intercede, I'm going to get 10 people to Jannah, I don't think it's correct. So the most important thing Maulana said that, it's well said, and we all have to understand, especially the Hafiz has to understand, or even the parents should understand, they have to live to Qur'an. They have to understand the, not only memorization, you understand the Quran and live the Quran. May Allah accept all of our hearts. And when you come to an event or any occasion, so a lot of people are involved, not one or two people. So a lot of people are involved, especially in this type of gathering, I mean organization, and food and certificate, and a lot of people have helped us. So I thank everyone. As again, a lot of things said here, I don't need to repeat everything here. So the Jazakallah, as one of the Quran says, Jazakallah khair covers everything. So I thank everyone, especially the people, the brothers and sisters who are here. So you encourage this Hafiz. But from this Hafiz, the Hafiz is going to come, even in the future. Everybody is going to be encouraged because of your presence. So you took time and came here. May Allah bless every one of us. Jazakallah khair. And also I just want to let you know, and we have applications available for this class. And also you can take the applications, and if you want to enroll for next year, inshallah, you can do that. And also, we have, inshallah, invite everybody, every one of you, to attend. We have sent the Jalsa program, Sunday school Jalsa program on 9th of June. I invite everybody on behalf of my board and my brother, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
MashaAllah, it was very nice to hear that. Okay, what certificate? For what dollar? What spending? I mean, if the parents even spent 5, 10, 20,000 on the completion of their child's hijj, it's not wasted. Last year, we all enjoyed the dessert. It was the orange color ice cream light. It was amazing. MashaAllah. Say MashaAllah. Otherwise, you put nazar on the cook. It was good. No, that's one Siraj and said, the mother of the Hafiz was made on it. And subhanAllah. Even a great, you see this green chair here. Right? How can we do Ikram? The way Allah is going to do Ikram. But like
Sayyidina Malik said, and especially Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, acting upon the Quran. As the hadith says, Al Quran, hujjatan lak aw alayk. The Quran will be in your favor, a candidate for you, a proof, an evidence, a lawyer for you, or against you. So we should question our individual self, is the Quran for me or against me? Am I reciting the Quran? Am I understanding? Am I practicing? Am I preaching the Quran or not? That's very important. Especially for us who are followers of the Quran. Allah keep the Quran in our hearts until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us from Ahlul Khas. These are the Khas people. Allah make us from that. At least khayrakum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best amongst you is the one who knows the Quran and teaches it. And like, alhamdulillah, we have here too Hazrat Maulana Yahya, who is also, I can say, this Naib Imam here. Allah give him the best reward. He was here with me for 6 months teaching, and alhamdulillah, our brothers mashallah Masjid Jannah, they also made it, so it was important. So alhamdulillah, Maulana sacrificed, he's going there, Maulana Yahya. But alhamdulillah, we have everyday evening classes too, which Maulana Yahya and Hafiz, our sister, is conducting downstairs for the Maktab class on a daily basis. Alhamdulillah, we have a very great, lovely Sunday school for the brothers and sisters, young children, alhamdulillah. Also, Tafsir on every Tuesday, mashallah, Maulana Yahya is conducting from Maghrib to Isha. And alhamdulillah, also we have Hazrat Mufti Abdullah Mungera, who conducts the Alim class. Alhamdulillah, we have the first year, alhamdulillah, and we also have the second year studying here, alhamdulillah. So everybody's requested to attend. This is the main thing. خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Allah makes us from this, the best. The one, Allah, Rasulullah said, the best amongst you is the one who teaches the Qur'an. The one, خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ, who learns the Qur'an, وَعَلَّمَ, and teaches it. And as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakir al-Mu'ala in Fadail al-Qur'an, this is the first hadith, near from Uthman al-Ghalib. And in this, as the Shaykh Muhammad Zakir al-Mu'ala writes, in some narrations, خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, that is the mashur, that is, but there's also أَوْ أَلَّمَ. خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ أَوْ أَلَّمَ. So the best amongst you, the first translation is, خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. The other, خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ أَوْ أَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Qur'an or teaches the Qur'an. Allah make us from this. Allah make us the best, inshallah. So now we come to the final moments. Just before that, from the Qur'an, inshallah, brother will read, what is this procedure? What is this that we have the last surah and then the Hafiz reads from the beginning? What is it? What's the origin? Why is it like this? Is it just a custom? But it's a reminder for me and you. So inshallah, I called one of our students here, mashallah, he started this year, Allah make him Hafiz soon too, especially he's, mashallah, sacrificed very good, I accept him. Inshallah, he will read out this, the Fawfawdai Quran, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, and Rajun, qala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayu al-a'mali afdal, qala al-halu al-mutahil, qala ya Rasulullah al-halu al-mutahil, qala sahib al-Qur'an yadribu min awalihi hatta yulwa akhirahum wa min akhihi hatta yulwa awalahu kullama halla intahal. Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, says, somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to which of the acts is the most virtuous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-Halu al-Mutahid. The man inquired, O Rasulullah, what is Al-Halu al-Mutahid? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is that particular reader of the Quran who starts reading from the beginning and continues until he reaches its end. And after the end, he starts at the beginning again. Wherever he stops, he proceeds further. The Arabic word Al-Halu means one who reaches a halting place in the word Al-Mutahid. It means the one who departs. In other words, as soon as the reading of the Holy Quran is finished, one should start again. It should not be taken be that when one reading is finished, the other being taken up later on. The term Al-Halu al-Mutahid is explained in the riwayat in Qayyim al-Jumu'ah to mean Al-Khatimatu al-Miftah, one who concludes and opens. I.e. one who completes the whole reading of the Holy Quran, then immediately starts another. Probably this has led to the practice generally prevalent in our country, according to which The reader, while finishing the whole Quran, does not stop after reading the last surah, but also reads from the beginning of the Quran up to Mufirahun. Doing so has now become mere ritual, and people do not care to continue further and complete the reading. This hadith teaches us that as soon as one reading of the glorious Quran is completed, a fresh reading should be taken up immediately and brought to completion. It is written in Sharh al-Ihya as well as in Allama Suyuti al-Itqan that according to the Dawi, whenever Rasulullah read Surah Nas, the last surah, he would also read Al-Baqarah up to Mufirahun, after which he would offer the dua meant to be read on completion of the reading of the whole Quran.
So that explains that this is why he'll be up to Nas and then Surah Fatiha up to Mufilihun. This is why. Why? Al-Hawmur Tahir. The one who has, then he carries on. Not put away the Quran. No. Forever and ever we have to read until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us really connected to the Quran and to Rasulullah. Allah give us this nisbah. Always, like one of us said, like if we can't read Surah Tabarak, Surah Yasin, these things, every day take our time to read the Quran with our friends. You know, we have a miracle, we have this mu'ajiza in front of us, but even then we're not. And really, we should feel guilty. We should take out some time to think about this. How much Quran I read every day, or am I reading the Quran every day? And feel guilty about it. And after feeling guilty, cry, make dua, talk about Allah, there it is. That every day we open up the Quran and read it. Every day. So the Quran is being inshallah proof for us. And then, alhamdulillah, we have the tafsir class on Tuesday, come to the tafsir, and then that's where we will understand the Quran, and then we can act upon it, and then go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and preach the Quran too, inshallah. Allah gave us too. Now, this is the final, inshallah, Hafiz Mahdi will do the qadam, and then we will join him in the dua. He'll make the, inshallah, the dua, inshallah, complete. And then after that, there's the, one final thing, and then the food, inshallah. Okay? Then I'll explain that thing after two, inshallah, after this. Hafiz Mahdi, you can come on this big table, okay? Big guy. Huh? Oh, okay. Is it generally color green? No, sit here. Sit here. I'll tell you why. Green, green. Alladhin al-basuna fiyama qadram min sunnas. Sit on the green. And Allah, give us those green cushions on the day of judgment too. Take that fall. Inshallah, we'll join him in the dua when he lifts his hands after the completion. This is Hafiz Mahdi. MashaAllah, one of the great students of our brother Ibn Latif, he's here. And alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, he completed his in about two in less than half years. It's just I had to postpone his Jalsa for this time. Otherwise, he had completed up to the ending about over 5-6 months ago. And alhamdulillah, he's completed. To make dua, he's 10 years old, alhamdulillah. 11. Inshallah, and may Allah keep it in his heart, and we give mubarakati to the parents, and even to the ustaz here, and to the whole ummah. The whole ummah of Rasulullah. Whatever we do, make it a blessing. Just yesterday when I performed the nikah in Islamic Foundation on Friday, I said, Allah, make this nikah means a blessing for the ummah of Rasulullah. Allah, make everything right now that we have to our next week, Jalsa, Allah, make it a means of blessing. Allah, make everything a means of blessing for the Ummah of Rasulullah, where we can think of the Ummah and cry for the Ummah of Rasulullah. So we're here, but Allah put the fact all around in the Ummah of Rasulullah. So Allah, make it a
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. More.
بكرار. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم صرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا أواهة مخبتة منيبة في سبيلك. اللهم قني شر نفسي وعزم لي على عشد أمري. اللهم افتح مسامع قلبي لذكرك وارزقني طاعتك وطاعة رسولك وعملا بكتابك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اجعلني سريرتي خيرا من علانيتي واجعل علانيتي صالحا. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اني اعوذ بك ان اشرك بك وانا اعلم واستغفرك لما لا اعلم. ربي اعط نفسي تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت ولينا ومولاها. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم استر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجبر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم كثر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم عافي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وأصلح ذات بينهم وألف بين قلوبهم واجعل في قلوبهم الإيمان والحكمة. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. All I ask for all the good things which your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, and I seek refuge from all the evil things which your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge for. Allahumma inna sa'alaka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'ala minhu nabiyyuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Now this occasion is called, we call it the Star Bandi. Now today many times people, due to ignorance, many times people say Bidah. Right? This is Bidah. No. This is Bidah. Right? Okay, for example, we have the certificate here. And every masjid gives a certificate after they do his. But I tell you a fact, I haven't got any certificate. Now you're wrong here. I haven't got my, no, this is a fact. I'm in the masjid. I haven't got my Hijj certificate, I haven't got my Qari certificate, even though I'm not a Qari, not a Hijj, and I haven't even got my Alim certificate. When I after got married, yes, my father-in-law, rahmatullah, I really remember him just today, I saw him in my dreams too, and he was supposed to join us, but he's in Jannah now, Shulullah, Sunnah, and Shaykh, and that was there. But he was supposed to join us here, in this Jalsa. Alhamdulillah, Sanaz and Muhammad Abdul Rauf is here. Inshallah, also I'll call him right now for the start of the meeting. But, what was I saying? Oh yes, the certificate. The certificate, so we give it. I haven't got any of my certificates, really. When one day some job, if I need it, then I'll have to go phone the army and get my certificates. Yeah, I need it now. When I got married, and I was coming, and then at that time, surah, I did need it, and my father was thinking, but alhamdulillah, but in the sight of Allah, I hope I'm a hafiz. In the sight of Allah, I hope I'm from Inna ala shallah, and you're ready here right now. I hope I'm not in the same way. But this should not be to be the certificate. And to spend that much money is alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. It's nothing. We have to give him something more bigger. More than this. Because he's going to get a way better chair. Way better. You know, he's going to be on the throne and the crown. One I was talking about. You know. So this is nothing. This is all dunya. But alhamdulillah. Right? Just for encouragement and that. So we do have the certificate. Nothing wrong with it. After we graduate, we get a certificate. Does Sahabas have it? Does Sahabas have it? No. They didn't even have Quran in one book for him. Understand? So it's nothing wrong. This practice, this is called the Sarban. This is the Imam. He's going to choose. I think he's going to choose the black one. He already told him as a black one. In fact, this was also given. Here's another person, inshallah, that they're going to talk. Asal is our Indian hobby guy. My friend, Muhammad Kaka, rahmullah, his brother comes one day after me with a bag. He's Imam, as he said, Muhammad had bought these from India. They came afterwards to Hafiz. So then I said, he said, so you can, no, not for the Hafiz. He said, to give them to whatever brother. So I said to friends, any all the students who even come to dersa, that whoever becomes a hafiz, they'll get one. Understand? They'll get it on their head by the special ulama scholars. They'll put it. This is called the Dastarbandi. That the hafiz is called on the jalsa, and then the hafiz or the qari or the alim, and then it's tied around his head like this, right? There's one, two, three, and final. So the ulama will stand and they'll tie it around. This is called the Dastarbandi. It's a crown of a believer. Understand? It grows forbearance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi says, this is a hadith of Imam Muslim, Sahih hadith, that the Sahabi says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the mimbar. So on Friday, for the Imam to wear Imam, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the mimbar with a black Imama and the Shanda, two meanings, it could be like this, or like this, or like this behind. Usually he used to keep it behind in the tail, or sometimes like this too, Sunnah, and sometimes like this too. So the Sunnah of Rasulullah. This is Imam Muslim has made this hadith. Imam Bukhari, Rasulullah entered to say, Makkah al-Mukarram was a black imama in his head. So the white, black, green, whatever imama, but there's a lot of narration to the black. So Rasulullah was on the mimbar giving the khutbah with the black imama on his head. The Rasulullah is a Sunnah. So this is not a Sunnah, but I'm not saying it's making it a Sunnah. Just to make you understand, because nowadays many people they make big deals about little things. They say, oh, what is this? So this thing we practice is on all our madaris, alhamdulillah, of our subcontinent, and even in England and South Africa, everywhere. We have this called the Starbundi that we put around. This is like the certificate. They get the certificate too from the madrasa, the aurum, and also they put that on the head, right? And I said the imam is started from the hadith. Has a Shaykh in Shamali Tirmidhi, we should all read it. That is the Sunnah al-Mustamara. That Rasulullah always wore the Imama. Understand that Rasulullah, even though many say no, but Has a Shaykh in Shamali, he has said that, and he was a great Muhaddith, that Rasulullah always used to have the Imama, he grows in forbearance. There are many, many things. The Imama is the crown of a believer, right? The difference between us and the others is that we wear Imama on hats. So we have a hat, then we wear the Imama. Understand? So inshallah, we'll call it. Inshallah, Mawlana Abdul Rauf and Mawlana Yahya, our ustaz here, our imam here, if he can come, Mawlana Sirasa, inshallah, we'll put the imam on his head, inshallah. Yeah. Hafiz Mahdi, inshallah, Mawlana, ulama, kiram, come. Sorry for the trouble of the chimba, but inshallah, Mawlana Abdul Rauf, are you? So, just like, they'll type, like, one, just one, and the shamla to go from after this. Okay. Do I need this? Oh yeah, this is good. Oh no, yeah. Okay. So this is the imama, and then it's gonna be tied. Who wants to start? Okay, I'll start. We'll start. Okay. So then we'll do one and one will go and finish it up, inshallah.
Oh, that's him. That's called the shamla. That's the tail.
The tail? How long is the tail? The tail is this much. Understand? Or thing. Remember in this isbal. Isbal means hanging of clothes, garments loose, which is forbidden in hadith. So if a person is sitting and his shamla, his tail,
hangs and is touching the floor, that would be isbah, it's forbidden. Like the way whatever is below the ankles is the fire of hell, so he said. So there's isbah in the amama too. So the tail should not be so long, right? But this is about this much is enough, right? It's a little bit more, sorry, but it shouldn't be hanging. If you're sitting, it should be hanging on the floor, right?
So, I remember some of our, as a one of my scholars of Sabrina Wale, our teacher was very he had it, his sword like this as a shape of this one as a bit of his sword. My uncle's in Washington had his sword like this. So very old and deep stuff. My father-in-law had a mishla 40 years for the shape of the dress and he it. These things is, you know, okay, fine.
He's going to get a way greater crown in Jannah than Allah.
Start with the food, inshallah.
Nobody's supposed to go up and tell you very nicely, Bismillah wa la wa alhamdulillah, la yasa'im, start with Bismillah, and enjoy the food, inshallah. Allah accept you all. Allah give you the best of this dunya and akhirah. It's a very great encouragement for us. Allah give you all jazakallah, jazakallah khairah, for your sacrifice too. So, inshallah, we will first put the plastic. Yes. This is the father of the Hafiz, MashaAllah Hafiz Shahid. And sorry, this is a very important thing. It's in the Ulum too, wherever we congratulate the Hafiz. Over there, my mother and father was not there. Our father was not there. Mamana, yes, I don't know if his father was there. But here, the father is here too. Congratulate the father, understand? Big thing. And the Hafiz too. Congratulate the Hafiz too, right? It's a big achievement. Better than any degrees in the world.